Senior Life Journeys presents Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here is your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I am Carol Howell, and today, well, we're going to talk about dementia. Isn't that shocking? I wanted to talk with you about being careful. That's what I'm going to call this show, I think, being careful. There are a lot of people out there who seemingly are here to help in life, and you get involved with them and you quickly find out that their motives were not to help at all, but maybe their motives were financially driven. And if you've got enough problems in your world, you don't need that additional problem. Who does? I mean, this is true no matter what the life situation. There are people who will take advantage of you in a second. I want to talk to you today specifically about caregiving situations. I have some of the best clients in the world. I truly do. And I love talking with my clients and helping them through life challenges in their caregiving journey. Ms. Linda is one of my favorites, and she knows I love her. I do. And she has the best screen porch on the planet. It overlooks the lake, and it's a happy place to sit and talk with Linda. But she has truly experienced what I will call the hardest caregiving journey any of my clients in 11 and a half years has. Linda's husband has frontal temporal dementia, and his reaction to that disease, his behaviors coming from that disease, are just, they're just out there. I don't even know the words to give you without too much detail, but it is the hardest situation I've ever seen someone go through, and my heart is with her. She recently has brought her husband home from living in a group home back to her home under hospice care. We don't think he'll be around a whole lot longer, but he's a bit like the Energizer Bunny. You know, he just keeps going and going, so who knows? None of us know that, do we? But that is what she's doing. In realizing she needed 24/7 in-home care, in addition to family coming in and hospice coming in, that she would need extra help, she called a reputable in-home care company who was feeling a little overwhelmed by business right now, which, hey, this is a good thing. We'll celebrate that. And this owner said to her, until I can get enough staff in to cover your needs 24/7, I will be required to pay overtime for some of these folks because I don't have enough people just to keep them on 8-hour shifts. So therefore, your cost is going to be higher because I got to pay overtime. She called and told me that, and I was like, shot who? What? Tell me that story again? Because this is not settling on Carol in a happy way. And I'm like, it is not your fault that this company does not have enough caregivers lined up to cover their needs. If they're going to accept the job, they need to just accept the job under the normal pricing, or else don't accept the job because you can't staff it. But for my client Linda to pay time and a half, no. I said, you do what you want to do, but I can tell you one thing. I would be calling the owner back going, you know, second thought, that is not fair. And unless you can do just the normal rate for each hour, then I'm going to use a different company. And she did. Anybody want to guess what happened? The owner said, well, I can probably work it out. And everything went back to the normal hourly rate. Now, you do pay time and a half if somebody's going to work on holidays or things like that. You know that going in. That's okay. But we're just talking about, you know, any average Tuesday. So I was very happy that she took the initiative on that. In the meantime, so that's the first thing I want you to be aware of. But in the meantime, she did talk with a good friend who had used an individual who she just thought was wonderful for in-home care. She said, I'd really like for you to get in touch with Susie Joe. And so, and that's not her real name, but Susie Joe is what we're going to call her. And Susie Joe was very interested in helping. Absolutely, I can provide it 24/7. And so Linda asked the price. And this lady says to her, well, do you think $18 an hour is too much? And when Linda told me that, I'm like, huh? Why would she ask that question? Because if you're running a business, you know what you charge. I don't need to get your advice on what I charge for my business, and they should not need to get anyone else's advice for what they charge in their business. And I said, let's make sure before you use Susie Jo, even though she comes very highly recommended, and we love that part. Oh, yes, we do. Let's make sure that she's running a legitimate business first. Because if you're just hiring Susie Jo to come in and take care of your husband just because she's good, now you're an employer. And you have to pay Social Security and unemployment on behalf of this employee that you now have, because that's your employee. You've got to also realize that if they're coming in and they are not under a company, then if they get hurt on the job, who do you think they're going to sue? Well, the answer would be you. And your homeowner's insurance is not going to cover you having an employee. That's not what your homeowner's insurance covers. So whereas you might be saving $2, $3, $4 or more an hour by hiring Susie Jo, if you get sued for $300,000, you didn't come out so good. So I was like, let's please get some information, some documentation from her to show that she's legit, that she has insurance, that she's licensed, and all of these things. And so Linda is an amazingly smart woman. I swear she is. I have learned so much from her, and I hope her from me, but I'm thinking I've learned more from her. She's quick on getting on this, and she's investigating that before she makes any quick decision that on the surface seems like a good deal, but could potentially not be such a good deal. Be aware of that. You want to make sure that the people who you are hiring to come into your home to take care of your loved one know what they're doing, first of all, that they do have a background in dementia, that they do understand how to move someone safely, how not to tug on their arms to get them out of the chair because they're going to pull their arms out of joint, and all these different aspects of caregiving that they're trained, that they know what they're doing. You also want to make sure they're legal. Yes, you do, because if they're not legal, you are setting yourself up for disaster. And if you don't think someone will sue you in a minute, then you need to rethink that, because I'm here to tell you, I think there are plenty of people just looking for an excuse to sue somebody thinking they might can come up on some cash. So let's not be in the middle of that. Well, I love Melinda. She's wonderful, and I'm here for you too. And all you've got to do is email me, carol@letstalkdementia.org, and I will write you back if you'd like a phone call. Put that in the email, and we'll schedule a phone call. All of it's free. Yes, it is, girlfriend, and we need to talk because I need to hear from you. You build me up while I try to help you, and that makes me feel good about life because I like helping people. Well, I hope your caregiving journey's a good one. Blessings and smiles. A special thank you to our sponsors, National Association of Veterans and Families, 800-352-2919 or www.navf.org. Contact them for information regarding benefits for the veteran or the spouse of the veteran. Tell them Carol sent you. National Association of Veterans and Families. They speak veteran, so you don't have to. HD Imports, located in Rock Hill, South Carolina, wonderful mechanics for the repair and maintenance of Honda, Hyundai, Acura, Toyota, and Kia. HD Imports, 803-985-0985. I would like to take a special moment and thank you for being a part of Let's Talk Dementia. You can find all of our resources at our website, letstalkdementia.org. Our podcasts, our videos, our books, our blogs, and a form where you can contact me are all right there on the website. I look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and smiles.